KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Friends and family members of a Western Iowa man who suffered traumatic brain and other injuries during a motorcycle accident last month have organized a means to raise funds to help pay for his medical bills. 22-year-old Jacob Bronnersreither of Council Bluffs lost control of his motorcycle on June 22nd and was thrown about 50 feet. In addition to his brain injuries, the man suffered from a broken femur and fractured hip. Bronnersreither has spent the past 3 weeks in the intensive care unit at Creighton Hospital. He was recently transferred to Madonna Rehabilitation Hospital for extensive therapy with brain injury specialists. To help pay for his mounting medical bills, friends and family of the man are running an online fundraising campaign through Redbasket, a nonprofit crowdfunding website based in Omaha. All funds will go directly to him to help pay for his medical bills and his car payment. No fees are charged to donors with giving through Redbasket. And to support Bronnersreither with your tax-deductible donation, you can visit redbasket.org/580. The fundraising campaign is titled Fighting for Jacob. Redbasket is fully supported by Woodman Life, which covers Redbasket's administrative costs in their entirety. So 100% of donations are directly passed through to the individual or cause. Police in Creston say a woman was arrested on drug and other charges over the weekend. 38-year-old Sarah Exline of Creston was taken into custody at around 1:10 a.m. Saturday on charges that include driving while revoked, possession of marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on two Union County warrants for failure to appear in court. Exline was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $14,000 cash bond. Also arrested Saturday was 22-year-old Kevin Davis of Creston. He was taken into custody at around 7 p.m. on an Adair County warrant for a failure to appear in court. Davis was later released from the Union County Jail on a $200 cash bond. And 29-year-old John Vanscoy of Creston was arrested at around 1:30 a.m. Sunday for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County arrested a Red Oak man late Sunday evening. Red Oak police say 53-year-old David Lawrence Howe was taken into custody on an OWI charge. He was also cited for driving while suspended. Howe was arrested at around 8:10 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Montgomery County man was arrested Sunday afternoon on a couple of charges plus a warrant out of Page County. Red Oak police say 27-year-old Richard Dean Pierce III of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:30 p.m. for driving while barred, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on a warrant for driving while barred. Pierce was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $4,000 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say an Adams County man was arrested Saturday morning on a charge of public intoxication. 54-year-old Ricardo Avila of Carbon was arrested at around 8:35 a.m. Saturday and was being held over the weekend on $300 bond. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office Saturday reported two men from Dallas County had been arrested in connection with a pattern of criminal mischief that began at a woman's residence in Casey last May and continued through at least July 2nd. An investigation resulted in charges being filed against Thomas J. Lilly and his son Troy Michael Marvelli, both of Adel. Thomas Lilly was charged with stalking, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, trespassing, and harassment in the third degree. Marvelli faces criminal mischief in the fourth degree, trespassing and harassment in the third degree charges. Thomas Lilly turned himself into the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on July 13th and appeared before the magistrate and was ordered held on $2,000 bond. Marvelli turned himself into the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office on Friday and appeared before the Guthrie County magistrate before being released on his own recognizance. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, authorities say two people participating in an annual bike ride across the state were struck and injured by an intoxicated driver. According to police, Bruce and Barbara Blair of Hudson, Wisconsin, were riding a tandem bike early Sunday morning as part of the Register's RAGBRAI, or annual great bike ride across Iowa, when they were hit by 36-year-old Charisse Chavez of Sioux City. Police say Chavez ignored an officer controlling traffic at the intersection and drove through. Sioux City Police Sergeant Jim Cunningham said Chavez was arrested about a block away. The victims were transported to a hospital where Bruce Blair remains in stable condition. Barbara Blair was treated for her injuries and released. Chavez was charged with a second offense of operating while intoxicated, failure to obey a police officer, and for having no insurance. And 14 months after Iowa Western Community College, Athletic Center Director Ann Pross announced construction would begin on a 4,000-square-foot facilities renovation. An open house is planned for the newly redesigned space. The new Student Activities Center, or SAC, is intended to serve as a point of connection for Iowa Western students, a place for resources, a comfortable place to meet, collaborate, and attend a variety of club-related activities. The public open house will be today from 1 until 2 o'clock with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 1:30. The new SAC features a conference room, quiet study areas, a student center with a fireplace, beverage bar, computer stations, and Wi-Fi access, along with a new classroom. It'll also have some office space. Pross has stated that the new SAC will serve to enhance students' learning environment, support efforts to continue increased enrollment, and expand on the college experience for the students. Well, members of the Griswold and Cam School District Board of Directors will hold their regular separate meetings this evening. The Griswold School Board's meeting will get underway at 5:45 in the central office of the Middle School High School building. On their agenda is informational updates on the new sports lighting and security systems and the second reading of board policies, series 304 to 310. New business includes approval of bids for bakery and dairy products, trash removal and snow removal, along with action on approving the interior lighting project, technology coordinator negotiation, nutrition director, and other administrative matters, including the appointment of a board secretary, business manager, and school attorney. In Anita, the CAM School Board will gather at the CAM High School Media Center for their 6:30 p.m. session. On the agenda this evening, followed by possible action, is open enrollment applications, any resignations to come before the board, contracts, an administrative assistant contract, move on the pay scale, the September 8th school election, and the number of sites, also milk and bread bids, and a request for middle school cross-country, among other matters. And members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors are set to receive several updates on various ongoing projects during the meeting at 5:15 this evening at City Hall. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring and Assistant Director Seth Stashelm will update the board on the grand opening date for the Buck Creek Dog Park, bid letting and bid approval for the Kitty Corral at Sunnyside Park, fountain installation at the Camblin Shelter, as well as the horseshoe pits in the senior activity area, all at Sunnyside. Herring is expected to announce the new Girl Scouts designed signs asking people to refrain from smoking around park playgrounds, and shelters have been installed, and the Kitty Corral shelter will be closed after Labor Day for demolition and replacement. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.